Hey, you guys, it's me, Torella, host of Killer Queens, and I just want to tell you about a new podcast called Killer Psyche Daily. It's a bite-sized version of the weekly show that gives you a quick 10-minute rundown every single weekday on the motivations and behaviors of the criminal masterminds, psychopaths, and cold-blooded killers you read about in the news. Host Candace DeLong draws on her years as an FBI agent and criminal profiler to break down the cases for you. So she'll give you insight into cases like Ryan Grantham and the active Stockton serial killer. Did you hear that the key word there is active serial killer? Someone was arrested, but is it the right person? Okay, so I'm about to play you a clip from the show. And while you're listening, make sure you follow the Amazon Music exclusive podcast, Killer Psyche Daily, in the Amazon Music app. Download the app today.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and is not suitable for everyone. Please be advised. Most people listening probably know that I'm a former FBI agent and criminal profiler, but I like to remind people that I was also a psychiatric nurse for several years beforehand. And like everyone else, I read headlines about crimes happening every day, and I think about what led that individual to commit that act of violence. Why did they do it? There are certain cases that stick with me. The Ryan Grantham case was one in particular that grabbed my attention because it validated my belief that if mental health issues are recognized and addressed, many acts of interpersonal violence could be prevented. While most of the world was grappling with the unknown mysteries surrounding the COVID-19 virus, Canadian actor Ryan Grantham was planning a murder. The then 21-year-old was a familiar face thanks to his roles in hit TV series like Riverdale and Supernatural, as well as the 2010 film Diary of a Wimpy Kid. But after he murdered his mother on March 31st, 2020, he became more famous as a killer than he ever was as an actor. On that day, Grantham loaded and unloaded his .22 caliber rifle for about 15 minutes before going into the room where his 64-year-old mother, Barbara Waite, was playing the piano. He then aimed his firearm at the back of her head and fired. She died instantly. Grantham claimed he murdered his mother because he wanted to spare her from seeing the violence he had planned. After he murdered her at their home, about an hour outside of Vancouver, British Columbia, Grantham left to buy beer and marijuana. Then he returned home and went to bed. 24 hours later, with his mother's body still on the floor in a pool of blood, Grantham packed up his car, intending to drive across the country to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's official residence in the Canadian capital of Ottawa. He had three guns, lots of ammunition, 12 Molotov cocktails, camping supplies, and a map. Hey, Prime members. Listen to the Amazon Music exclusive podcast, Killer Psyche Daily, in the Amazon Music app. Download the app today.